Yukoners can expect to see and be seen by military healthcare professionals deployed to work and train in the Yukon's health system, something the territorial health minister says isn't happening anywhere else in Canada. The Yukon Government, Hospital Corporation and the Department of National Defense's Canadian Forces Health Services have signed a memorandum of understanding that will bring undeployed military nurses, doctors and other healthcare workers to visit the Yukon. Health and Social Services Minister Tracy Ann McPhee told the news by phone on April 11 that 10 nurses who are not otherwise deployed will be coming to Whitehorse and Dawson City by the end of April as part of what she deems a creative partnership. When asked if the military is being called in because the healthcare system is in shambles, McPhee said no, citing a global, national and local shortage of healthcare workers. We have been working with the Health Human Resources Strategy and all of the pillars in that strategy to come up with innovative ideas to determine how we could provide some relief and form partnerships that will be beneficial for our health system services, she said. They are doctors, nurses, and allied health professionals that are otherwise completely qualified to carry out this work. McPhee said it will be like when agency nurses fill in for vacancies or shifts that need to be filled. Starting later this month, they will work for different lengths of time in health-related workplaces and the territory's three hospitals. National Defense Minister Bill Blair indicated in a Yukon government press release that the highly skilled professionals will benefit from the care provided to Yukoners. A strong understanding of territorial health care service delivery is vital to operations as we increase the Canadian Armed Forces' presence in the Arctic. This partnership will improve our readiness to deliver quality care in the North, Blair said. Alan Lussier, Hospital Corporation Board of Trustees Chair, commented in the release that the opportunity enhances our ability to provide exceptional health care services. This is one of many strategies to maintain a strong, skilled workforce through learning opportunities and innovative approaches such as building pan-national relationships. By working together, we can continue to strengthen our health care system for the benefit of all Yukoners, Lussier said. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.